is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
What was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it came from listener Tyler Lipscomb of Hamden, Connecticut. I said, name something everyone has, starting with H. Add an E and rearrange the letters. You'll name two things that every person must do to stay alive. Well, we all have a heartbeat, and you can do those operations. We all have to breathe and eat.
We received over 1,800 correct responses, and the winner this week is Molly Shuya of Jacksonville, Florida, my home state. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How'd you solve the puzzle?
It came quickly because I thought of breathe right away when he said add an E, and then my husband came up with heartbeat, and so we solved it together.
Aw, and I'm told you and your husband have a Sunday puzzle walk each week.
We do. We listen to the puzzle, and then we go for a walk afterwards and try to solve it.
And you are newlyweds? You recently got married?
We are. We've only been married 4 months.
4 months. Oh, I love it. That's very romantic. I think that's great. And I understand you also work weekends sometimes.
I do. We try not to talk about it.
Hey, I'm with you on that 100%. I simply wanted to express my solidarity.
Okay, thank you.
Are you ready to play?
I hope so, yeah.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Molly, today's puzzle is called TPs. Every answer is a word, name, or phrase in which the only consonants are T and P, repeated as often as necessary. For example, if I said a slender tube in a lab, you would say pipette. Here we go. Number one, something that Idaho is famous for producing.
Potato.
That's right. Number two is small, as in women's dress sizes.
Petite.
Right? To proceed very, very quietly.
Tiptoe.
That's it. A baked entree, usually with meat and vegetables.
Pot pie.
That's it. Artificial hairpiece to cover a bald spot.
Toupee.
Uh-huh. A marionette. For example,
puppet.
Uh huh. A calming drug like heroin or morphine.
Part of a crisis in America.
Related to that, yeah.
It's not opioid, though.
But you got the right start of it.
Okay. Oh, opiate?
Opiate is it. Good. An amount that is produced as from a factory.
An amount that is produced from a factory.
As from a factory.
I need a hint on this one. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you, it starts with an O.
Output.
Output is it. Good. Paradise.
Paradise.
A perfect place.
Utopia.
That's it. Tempest locale in a saying.
Teapot.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Or very best.
Tip-top.
That's it. Capital of Taiwan.
Taipei.
That's it. Capital of Tahiti.
Capital of Tahiti. I don't know that one.
That's your trivia challenge for the day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you that one. It's Papeete. That's P-A-P-E-E-T-E. How about this? Sound of a beating heart. It's a hyphenated word.
Sound of a beating heart.
Your heart goes this when you're in love.
Pitter-pat?
Pitter-pat is it. What hunger increases?
Appetite.
Yep. And your last one, another name for miniature golf.
Putt-putt.
Putt-putt is it. Good job.
You did great. How do you feel?
Oh, relieved.
Was it fun?
Yes, it
good,
was.
Good.
You.
Is your husband jealous? Is this going to be a sort of a source of marital discord that you're playing and he didn't get to?
It will not. He always submits my name. So he's a great help in solving them. Aww. But he wanted me to do it. So,
aww,
yep.
Husbands everywhere, listen in. That's a beautiful thing. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Molly, which member station do you listen to?
WJCT in Jacksonville.
That's Molly Shuya of Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, write down the letter C, as in Charles. Beneath that, write E-N-T. And beneath that, write a G. What profession do these letters represent? And here's a hint. It's a two-word phrase, 10 letters in the first word, 5 letters in the second. So again, the letter C, beneath that write ENT, and beneath that write a G. What profession do these letters represent? The answer is a two-word phrase, 10-5.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.